Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and happy Saturday to you, and happy Christmas Eve for 2022. The time is now, 6:03 p.m. on the East Coast, 3:03 p.m. on the West Coast, and today is December the 24th, 2022, Christmas Eve. Hey, you're listening to the TMGS. It's the Michael Gay Show on the TMG and the Michael Gay Network, and I just got here, just in time to get on air because some of y'all know where I work. People are shopping to not the last minute. No, sir. To the last second to get something somehow, some way for Christmas Day. And it's what we do every year, you know. Just like the sun comes up, people shop to the last second on Christmas Eve. But I ain't mad at them. But before I get into all that and everything, I decided to go ahead and do a Christmas Eve show and not really have guests, not really have a conversation in my co-host and everything. But I just wanted to share some great Christmas music. I have a good amount here, a good variety here. Not just Christmas, but some jazz, some great jazz, some great gospel that pertains to the Lord and Savior. So I said, you know, I'll come on air tonight and do this because I don't have nothing else better to do. I mean, looking at the temperature outside is, with the wind chill factor, you put that into the equation, it's like 11 degrees outside. Where the hell you want to go tonight? So for y'all who can bear the cold, you want to get out there and party in clubs, hey, so be it. I ain't mad at you. When I was younger, I used to do that. But now, trust me, when you get a little older, get out there in that cold and you get out there and, I mean, it's cool to get out there at the club and party and everything if you want to. But not for me. Not on this night here in the ATL. And I'm not complaining for you folks that live up north. I know it's worse up there. You can't even get to your car, let alone go to the club. Some of y'all can't even get your car out the damn snow. So I'm not even trying to put you all into this conversation. The one thing that's the truth about the South, here in Georgia and most southern states, this is the one part of the country where you will experience every single season, winter, spring, summer, and fall. Summer, hot and humid as hell. But, yeah, that's one thing true about in Georgia. You cannot predict the weather that you will get every season here. Up north, I know it's cold up there a lot. You guys get some heat from time to time. Out west, I'm from out west, okay? Nothing like this, y'all. You can't say, when it gets 60 degrees, that ain't cold, okay? Y'all put on fur coats and shit. That ain't cold. You don't know cold. But what I'm going to do is get into the music, as promised. And we're just going to, you know, I'm just going to let it roll. I'm going to give you a little bit of insight to some of the songs. I don't have a lot of insight to every song, but these are some legendary classic Christmas songs by some legendary artists. And these are some of my favorites. And then there are some that came on the scene like in the 80s and the 90s that now are just mainstays on your radio stations and in your homes. You probably have these albums at home. You probably hear in your home. You probably hear them all the time, or you play them all the time. And these are now just a mainstay in your Christmas collection of what you listen to every year. But we have to start out with a classic by the one and only. You know who this is. You listen to TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia, doing our Christmas special on December the 24th, 2022. Check this one out. Yeah. Oh, I had to take myself off from you. The one and only Mr. Stevie Wonder. That's what Christmas means. Oh, wow. Classic from the Motown days. And we're going to get into even more Motown as we go forward into these great songs from back in the day. But you know what? Let's get into something that's not Motown. Let's get into some OJs. Christmas just ain't Christmas without me.
Now I stand all alone, and my house is not a home without that girl of mine. Oh,
Christmas just ain't Christmas without the one you love.
And New Year's
without the one you love.
12 o'clock and all is well, and I was doing oh so well last year. Going shopping for presents together, making vows to leave each other never. It was a waste of time. Oh,
Christmas just ain't Christmas without the one you love. New Year's just ain't New Year's without the one you love.
That's the OJs telling you that Christmas just ain't Christmas about the one you love. And then before that, that was Stevie Wonder talking about what Christmas means. But here's the thing that most kids are more concerned about. And the Jack in the Box.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the TMGS. It's the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ATL on Christmas Eve. And that was Solo. Y'all remember Solo? You don't remember Solo? Let me give you a little bit of history there. They were produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. They had hit songs like Where Do You Want Me to Put It? And also, I Got Heaven Right Here on Earth. Remember that? Okay, do I have to sing a little bit? You know what they used to say, where do you want me to put it? Right there. Do you want me to, you know that one. Yeah, you all know that one. Okay. You grew up in the late 90s. You know that one. And then they had that one, I Got Heaven Right Here on Earth. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. That was Solo. And it came back about maybe, I think this Christmas track is about maybe 3 years, maybe 4 years old. And I happened to run across and I said, wow, I like this. This time of year, we can never give too much holiday and cheer. That's a great song. I like that. That's going to always be one of my favorites in my holiday collection. We're going to move on and get into a couple of more songs. And then another friend of mine had asked me, well, where's so-so-so-so? We got time. You know, and if you have any requests, I'll see if I have it in my collection. If I don't, I am actually pulling them up live. They're available. I'm pulling them up live for you. You know, it takes a minute for me to go ahead and get them on the board. But if you have a request, let me see if I can get it on for you tonight and for you to hear it during your Christmas Eve preparations. I'm not going to say celebration because there's nothing celebratory about getting ready for Christmas. You celebrate when it's over with, I think most folks would say. But that's just me. Hey, we're going to keep the music going. And you know what? I'm going to give you guys some stuff from not just your traditional Christmas songs, as you just heard, but not the old school all the time. I'm going to play some of the old school stuff, but I'm going to play some that were remade by some more recent artists, some artists from the 80s, 90s, and so on and so forth. Going to give you some jazz also in between and some holiday jazz. And it wouldn't be right if I didn't give you some serious gospel about the reason for the season. That's all coming up shortly here in the show. So stay tuned. You're listening to TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, on our Christmas holiday celebration. Here's Alex Asner.
A beautiful sight, you're happy tonight, walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say no, man. You can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. The face that affects the plans we made. Walking in the winter wonderland. Oh, you got me walking. Oh, I'm walking. We'll be right back. in the land, snow's listening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, and pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman, until the other kids knock him down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? So your nose gets a chilling. We'll frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland. I need walking. I'm walking. I don't need walking. I need walking. Oh, and it's been
talk about beautiful voices. Wow. Does anybody have any clue who that was? I'm curious. I'm very curious if anyone that might be of my voice can tell me who were those sisters. Awesome version of Saturday Night. Kind of funky, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. I would agree. And you're going to hear a few more versions of Silent Night and a few other songs, because that's what's so amazing about this time of year, is that where various artists record these songs and there's various versions of them, and we seem we seem to grasp onto certain ones, but some we love, some we don't like. Some folks say, oh, no, that's too pop, that's too commercial. It's still the same lyrics. It's still the same song. They just gave you a dance or, you know, dancing version to it. Still the same thing. And it's all about the celebration of the Lord and Savior, which we're going to get into some of our gospel segment of the show. But as I said, there are going to be different versions of this Christmas. I'm going to give you one version, and I'm going to give you another one. One of my good friends out of the Alabama area made a suggestion that I play one. I'm going to play shortly. But I'm going to play one before that. And here he is.
How much fun it's gonna be together.
TMGS, it's the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ATL Atlanta, Georgia, on Christmas Eve. Yes, baby, it's cold outside. Here in the ATL, it's 23 degrees, and with the wind chill factor, it feels like 15. Yeah, I know you folks up north are saying, that ain't it. Well, here in the south, yes, it is. It's cold outside. That was Vanessa Williams and the one and only Mr. Bobby Caldwell. Truly a classic. I remember seeing them performing that live on The Tonight Show, and I don't ever recall ever seeing them perform that before other than that one time on that show. Maybe they have, but that's a classic. And so just sharing a little bit of information if you didn't know. Yes, Vanessa Williams, former Miss America, who was stripped of her crown, who went on to be a hell of a recording artist and actress. Okay. Some of y'all might be in disagreement, but yeah, she did some great stuff in some movies and played some great roles and had some major hits. I mean, remember her first single?
Right Stuff. Got to have the right stuff, baby.
You know, I mean, she just said, okay, you take my crown. I'm going to go ahead and honor myself. She blew up. Y'all don't know that history. Check it out. Took that woman's crown over some photos that she took years ago. We're not going to get into that, but that's another show. But, wow. Amazing when people are, when folks try to bring you down, how you can bounce back. She's a prime example. And she bounced back. She double dribbled on their asses, okay? All right, so let me keep it going. I just was thinking about it. I'm sorry. I was just thinking about it. But that's a great song. Baby, It's Cold Outside. And by the way, there's been many versions of that song. And if you guys recall, within the last couple of years, there was a controversy about that song, the lyrics, that is like, you know, what is it? Not molestation, but somewhere along those lines. But, you know, the guy, the lyrics are saying that he's trying to basically, I don't know, I have to look that up again. I want to be careful what I say, but if you guys remember it or if you ever heard of it, there were some radio stations that wouldn't play the song anymore, any version of it. They wanted to be politically correct. Somebody complained and said, oh, see, you hear what they're saying? It's okay to, you know, coerce a woman into or convince a woman into staying over and trying to, you know, abuse her. Yeah, that's what happened. Well, thank goodness some of us look at the song of what it is. Yeah, he's being a player, but he's like, don't get out there in the cold. You can't write good songs with good stories that are really realistic anymore. You got to be careful in some cases. Let me move on to some more music. As I said, this evening, we're going to be playing some Christmas songs. We're going to play some gospel, spiritual. We're going to be playing some jazz. And, of course, I plan on playing some holiday jazz. So for some of y'all that are not into holiday jazz, this is the time you need to go ahead and step away and then come back for more, right? All right, because I got more for you. But here's a group I find very interesting. They're all instrumental. And I like their stuff. I really do. I like their stuff. And hopefully you'll like this because it's all instrumental. It's all electronic. And I thought this was very creative when I first heard it many years ago. And then I'm going to come back. I know you're probably wondering, when are you going to play Chris Brown? Oops, did I spill the beans? Yeah, I'm going to play versions. You know, we have time. And by the way, if you're listening to the show via internet or if you're listening to it online or on the phone line, send me some of your requests. I'll see if I can pull it up. It's in my library regarding Christmas jazz or anything like that. Let me see if I have it. And I'll try to put it on for you. I'm just mixing up quite a few songs I listen to during this time of year. So you're welcome to join me while we listen to this. Here's a group called Mannheim Steamroller. And the first time I heard them and heard their music, I was like, okay, this is different. This is interesting. Tell me what you think. Join me in the chat room. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/TMGS. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/TMGS. jump into the chat room. Tell me what you like. If you don't want to talk, or call the show. You know the number, 516-531-9861. Here's Deck the Halls. We'll be right back. I know it sounds like a movie theme, but it's something you would hear in a movie. But they have albums and albums, and they sell worldwide. Okay, you probably never heard of them, but they got some great stuff, you guys. If you just want some instrumental stuff to play every now and then, you don't want to hear them singing. Of course, we love singing, but me personally, which I share with another individual, Mr. A.K. King, Anthony A.K. King, J. King's cousin. You know, he shared this recently. He listens to music outside himself because he's a great writer and producer, good vocalist. He says he loves instrumentals like myself. So let me know. Do you think that sounds like elevator or store music? That's what some folks that I know say. Sounds like grocery store music, Mike. I'm like, okay. Sorry. I like it. Okay. I know I said I'm going to get to this Christmas and other artists. I already said I'm going to share other versions. And one of our listeners, I'm not going to say her name because I see she's on the board. And if she chimes in, I'm going to let her share her thoughts about this one. Because she suggested I put this into the playlist. And by the way, you can put your suggestions into the playlist right now before the show goes off. I will try to pull it up. If I have it in my library, let me know what you want to hear right now on this Christmas Eve, December the 24th, 2022, broadcasting live from the ATL. You're listening to the TMGS, the Michael Gaze Show. We'll be right back. Okay, wait a minute.
Hang all the mistletoe. I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas. The fireside is blazing bright. Whoa, we're caroling through the night. Whoa, this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes are shining down, they do. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright.
Probably, I don't know. I'm not going to even entertain that thought of how many versions of This Christmas is out there. So many versions, and it's not a comparison to me, because if you think about it, I just played earlier in the show, I played the version by Alexander O'Neill, and it's amazing how some songs like that continues to be re-recorded, revamped, different styles. And that works for everybody, you know. So I don't want you to compare them, because a friend of mine, Mr. Ellison Kendrick, said, you know, he posted something about a good close friend of his, Miss Betty Wright, and some people were comparing. And I'm kind of guilty because during the chat, I kind of compared them. And it wasn't meant to be that way. I grew up listening to, really, Minnie Riperton. I knew who Betty Wright was. I listened to her stuff, but not as much as Minnie Riperton. So, yeah, you got to be careful when you look at comparisons because every artist has a different style, a different delivery. They have different ways of sharing their music. They could probably do the same song, but the way they sing it probably comes across differently to their listeners. You follow me? It probably comes across a little bit different because the way they sing it. Let me repeat that. Because the way they sing it probably comes across a little bit differently than others. I'll get into that a little bit more later if you don't understand. Let me do this real quick break. Then I'm going to come back with some more holiday music. And then we're going to get into our gospel, spiritual, and jazz. TMGS, The Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia.
Summer's partly gone.
the OJs. Wow. You know, when you think about how many years this group has been together, unfortunately, there was a loss of one individual. Another one stepped in and filled the shoes unbelievably. And my understanding, this is their last year touring, last time. In fact, yeah, here in 2022. I don't know if they're going to extend it to the next year, but all the great hit songs that they've done and everything, gonna miss them. Hopefully, there will be another vocal group. I'm not talking about a rapper or a band. Wish there were more bands out there, but another vocal group that can come out like them, like the ones we've had in the past. But moving forward, as I said, we're going to do some jazz. We're going to do some, of course, holiday music. Already done that part of it. But we have to put gospel into this because, as we say, this is the reason for the season. We are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not going to get into no deep conversation about it. Anybody chimes in, which I'm glad no one has at this moment, you say, why are you doing this, Mike? You know, all that type of crap. But, you know, this is the reason for the season. It's not about going out shopping and buying gifts and everything, which is cool. It's cool because the wise men brought gifts, right? Think about what the Bible says. The wise men brought gifts. And to share gifts to your loved ones and your family is awesome. It's fantastic. But don't go overboard. You give from your heart, not from your pocket. Never confuse the two. You give from your heart, not from trying to be in a certain status among your friends and family. You give from your heart. Okay? Keep that in mind. And I also want us all to keep in mind why we celebrate this day. We make businesses, you know, make a lot of money, and they already have record profits, you know. But you could be loving and giving the year. It doesn't have to be at the end of the year. You can do what you're doing today or this month. And I'm not pointing out anybody, but you can give. And you can say that, hey, you know what? I celebrate Christmas year-round. I don't wait to go and bum-rush the stores to give. You can give year-round. And I dare anybody to come to you and say, how come you didn't give me a Christmas gift? Boy, you know how many times I've favored you and gave to you? Throughout what it should be about, not at one time of the year, tax time, where not just you, but even major companies, they're putting in their taxes and they're writing off shit too. Excuse my language, but so they're like, hey, they're advertising, they're putting the money out there to advertise and tax write offs and this and the other, you know, see where they, you know, come out. It's a business. It shouldn't be a business. We should not really be involved in doing it in this way, but that's the way it's been. But I want to share with you guys what it should be celebrated about. And so I'm going to change up gears here and shut my mouth and play the gospel version of our holiday celebration show. Here's Hansel, better yet, Handel's Messiah. I'm going to give you more information on this when we come back. We'll be right back. Tell me who you think this is. You should recognize this voice. We'll be right back.
Behold. shall conceive. And bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. Whoa.
You shed your blood for me, Jesus, on Calvary. Thank you for being born for me, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus,
for loving me so.
Never, never, never know.
For loving me so, yeah.
Thank you for your blood.
Welcome back to the TNGS. On this December 24th of 2022, you know, in 1 week and 1 day, we'll be starting 2023. I'm just playing a little bit of some great music, jazz, R&B, and gospel, and Christmas. And the thing is that I just want to share, and the reason why I decided to do this is because I want us to remember the reason for this season, the reason why we shop, we sometimes act kind to one another, but it's not always that way. We have to remember this is the reason for the season. Come the day after Christmas, the world is going to, well, the world's always going to be the same. Even during Christmas, there's going to be something crazy going on tomorrow, the next day, and the next day, and the next day. For some reason, we do certain things at this time of year. Some people, I would say, are having a different way about themselves, a different feel about themselves at this time of year, some people. But we have to remember the reason for the season. Playing some of my favorites, some of my best, some that I listen to, not every day, but every time I feel the need, I listen to these songs. And here's another one I listen to and I love, and I'm sure you love it too. We're going to get back into some more holiday music, I promise you. But right now, I'm playing the reason for the season. We'll be right back.
that Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know
power in your I gotta tell you this. I'm really enjoying the people show because you guys that are listening are truly ones that understand where we have to remember the reason for the season. That was the one, the only CC Winans with Believe for it. And that's what I do every day of the week. I try to believe for it. And so that's our gospel segment. I have one more gospel song I want to play, and then I'm going to play some more holiday music, okay, and some more jazz, because that's what this show is all about, just playing a variety of songs that we can connect to. I see that another person has dropped onto the board. I see one of the listeners who made a request has waved their hand. So I'm going to open up their mic and say hello. I believe that's Gwen. Let me get your mic open. Gwen, is that you in Alabama? Happy holidays.
That's
Merry Christmas.
Mike, how are you? This is Gwen. How are
I'm
you on
fine.
This Christmas Eve, Saturday, listening
Christmas
to your
Eve?
Music. I told you I love it. I love your show. And I'm just enjoying this music, and I was enjoying your singing at early, and I'm like,
my
really singing. Can sing. Oh.
Well, thank you. I truly love and appreciate you so much. Your support, you have. In fact, you're the one who brought Officer Harper to our attention, which we're going to have him back again. He and I have been in close communications. He keeps me posted on what's going on because I love sharing information, and so thank you so much for what you've done for the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network, in 2022, and hope that you will continue to do so and everyone else in 2023. Thank you for listening.
I appreciate you. And like I said, I love your show. I love your guests that you have on. It's very interesting every Saturday. And just like I said, Merry Christmas to everybody who's listening, and Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Michael Gay, and just keep doing what you're doing. You do a great job.
All right, I'm going to try to get that Faith Evans on here. Let's see, it's 7:38. I have time to spare. I have about, another 20-something minutes? I can extend it if I want to. But, and the thing is that for all of you that are listening, if you go ahead and inbox me or email me, text me, whatever, if there's something you want to hear, because I'm doing this on the fly. I have a lot of songs on the board, but if I don't have it, I'll try to pull it up immediately because I'm tied in right now where I can actually pull them up right away, okay? If they're available, I'll try to do that. But, Gwen, thank you so much. I truly love and appreciate you for your support, because this really wasn't scheduled, right? This show was not really scheduled. I thought about it at the last minute. And I told my co-host, I said, you guys, I know it's Christmas Eve, you're going to be family, this, that, and the other. But one thing, I didn't want a rebroadcast, on Christmas Eve, seeing that it's our Saturday. I said, I have to do something. So this is what I'm doing. So I'm going to keep it moving. I see some numbers have popped up on the board. You're welcome to hit the number one, chime in, say hello, good night, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, Happy Hanukkah. Kwanzaa, whatever you want to say, you can do so right now. So let me finish out the rest of our gospel segment of the show. Here's one of my favorite songs. And again, I'm playing a lot of the songs that I really like. I'm sure there's many others that you guys like. I've probably heard, and I don't have it on the board. I haven't thought about it. But, within a two-hour period, you can't play 5 hours worth of music. or 3 hour period. But let me get to this one here. And again, thank you, Gwen. Love and appreciate you. Here's one I'm going to close out in this gospel segment. Like I said, we got to remember the reason for the season, and we all know what that is, right? The Lord and Savior. Here's a song I really love. I love the energy in it. And I love the truth about it because all of us have our downfalls and we actually have to reach out not to our friends, but to him, Jesus Christ.
Does anybody want the Lord to make him over? Just begin to celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah.
Side. I can no longer hide. Let you down so many times. Been freshly crucified. Thought that I had a plan. But the more that you try to be by my side, the more I push you out.
All over the building, let me hear you say, Lord, make me over.
Lord.
Is that anybody's prayer out there tonight?
Take me over again.
Somebody out there sing it, come on.
Take me over again.
Take me over again. Time after time I failed you. Pierced your side when they already nailed you. Jesus, heal my open wound. I just want to be more like you. Father, I let you down. What's not like you to take it high. Reconcile me, Jesus. I just wanna feed you. Wash me and make me whole.
Everybody sing it, Lord, make me over. Make them over again. Anybody tired of messing up time after time after time after time? Anybody ready for change? Make some noise up in this place. Lord, make me.
Yeah.
classic right there. That's Tonex with Make Me Over Again. And we all heard the word repent. So that's what we have to do. I'm not trying to preach, you guys. Trust me, I'm not trying to preach. Keep in mind that here on the TMGS tonight, what we're doing, we're playing some gospel. As you see, the gospel has really reached out to a lot of folks. Holiday music, a little bit of jazz, and some R&B. But all comes down to this day, Christmas Eve, where we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know the actual date. I don't think anybody knows the actual date. But on every holiday, we pick the date, and it's convenient in most cases to have 3 days off, but not with Christmas. I'm seeing a text. I'm getting it. I'm sorry. I got distracted, but I'm going to read that text. Oh, okay. Okay, Gwen, yeah, I see the text. Yeah, he's going to come back on the show again. He's been on twice. He said he's more than happy to come back on anytime we like him on. So I truly appreciate him. But there's our gospel segment of our special Christmas show here on the TMGS, the Michael Gay show on the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network. Don't forget to keep up with the other shows on the network. Shows like Let's Talk About It, your host Cotton Campbell, and wow, Open Mic Late Night is really jumping off. I mean, it's awesome. I can't make every show. I can't listen to every show, but I listen to replays. And by the way, listening to replays is not difficult. You can go to Spotify. You can go to You can go to almost any social media network. Alexa, play the TMGS. The TMGN. It's there. Okay, so we're on a lot of different media platforms. If you miss the show live, make sure you tune in through many of the social media networks that you have contact with or that you're subscribing to. All right, so I want to go ahead and pull up something else on the board. Again, I see some folks that are popping up. Thank you so much for listening in. And that one last cut just took me overboard, y'all. I got to be honest. Make me over again. I thank the Lord that he gave me the chance to do what I do. Make this show over again and just keep traveling down the path that I've been blessed to be on. And I've been blessed for many years to be doing this. And everyone involved, I thank you so much. I love you from the top and the bottom of my heart. You guys just don't know. Okay, Michael, don't well up. But you guys have really been so amazing on this journey for years. I mean for years. For you listeners who don't know what I'm talking about, the co-hosts, there's some that started in the very beginning, and I haven't even begun to tell that story, which that's coming up soon. I've been in conversations where just tell the story about, well, not trying to sound like I'm, somebody special, but I've been blessed. I really have to be where I'm at now. But back to the holiday music. That's where we need to go. And we're thankful for the gospel. And it all is part of our lives. Music is so amazing. It really is. It's a universal sound. And we're going to keep it going with the sounds of blackness. So, holiday. We'll be right back.
Holiday.
To the TMGS, it's the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live on Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve, y'all. It is. The time is now 8:01 p.m. Eastern Time. I think it's 5:01 p.m. Pacific Time, and whatever time it is, wherever you're listening in the world, that's what time it is. Today is December the 24th, 2022, and we're about to get into 2023 in 1 week after tomorrow. Next week, next Saturday, New Year's Eve, we're going to have a live show with my co-host. Pretty much, I know during the holiday season, everybody's doing their last minute shopping and everything. And, we did schedule a show. We were talking about it. I said, you know what, this is the best time that everybody just takes some time off, but not me. I'm like, I can't have dead air. That's just not my style. But next week, we're going to be back next Saturday on New Year's Eve. Short show. I got to stop saying, Yeah, I got to stop that. Okay, so we're going to do that. And coming up next month, we have some guests scheduled. We're working on more guests. And the next year, 2023, and I mean, the total year, trying to plan way in advance, you know, because you can't come to people at the last minute and say, hey, can come on the show and everything, because they have schedules too. But we've been fortunate to have some individuals, not necessarily, you know, entertainers that you know of, but people who work in the community, people who work with folks like Officer Harper that I never knew about. There's people that are going to be joining us the first part of the year. There I go again. I ran into a few and had some conversations, and they're like, yeah. So please, if you're not a friend of the show, if you're listening, please go ahead right now. If you're listening on the internet, go to the page and, you know, be a friend, join, and you will be definitely alerted when we have these guests on. It's amazing how this happens from time to time. So I'm going to get back with you with more information on that. But we got to keep the music going, right? Right. So what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and we're going to bring the party up a little bit, okay? Let's go back to, whoa, am I going to go back that far? Yeah. We're going to go back to when rap became, or better yet, when Christmas became part of the rap category. And here is one of the classics of all time. Y'all check
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the
Hold it now, wait, hold it, that's played out. Hit it!
Don't you give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Gonna shake it, gonna bake it, gonna make it good. Gonna rock, shock, rock it through your neighborhood. Gonna ring, gonna sing it till it's understood. My rap's about to happen like a knee you were slapping, or a toe you've been tapping on a hunk of wood. Bought a red suit or two with a friendly attitude, and a slave full of goodies for the people on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe look kinda weird, and if you ever see him, he can give you quite a shock. Now people, let me tell you about last year when the dude came flying over here. Well, the home was out, snow was on the ground. Folks stayed in, soon fought it down. The beast was thumping on the box, and I was dancing in my socks. And the drummer played at a solid pace, and the taste of the bass was in my face. And the guitar player laid down a heavy layer of the funky chunky rhythm of the disco beat. And the guy with the 88 started to participate, and I could sure appreciate a sound so sweet. We were all in the mood, though we had a little food and a joke and a smoke and a little bit of wine. When I thought I heard a hoop on the top of the roof, could it be it wasn't me? I was feeling super fine, so I went to the attic where I thought I heard the static on the chance that the fans put the body breaking in. Put the noise on the top with a reindeer top, just a trick, say nick, and I let the sucker in. Holy moly, you got a lot of wishes on your chinny chin chin. He allowed, he was proud of the hairy little crowd on the point of the door where the sin should have been. Get two for a fool, going out every you for a day on the plane when the cold winds blow. Through the beer may be weird, but I'll never have a cheer, cause it's warm in the storm when it's 10 below. I said, yo, God, it's cold tonight, but can you stop for a drop before you go? He said, why not? It's the music hot, and I'll chance to dance beneath the mistletoe. So he went downstairs and forgot his scares, and he rocked the spot and danced like a pro. And every young girl tried to rock his world, but he booked the yogi yogi till he had to go. And before he went, this fine old gent bought a gift with a tip to his big red bag. In the top or the bottom, he reached in and got a toy for the boys for the girl's glad rag. And a grown-up got some presents too, a new TV and a stereo, a new DeVille by the Suicide Sky, the best that money couldn't buy, cause money could never ever buy the feeling, the one that comes from not concealing, the way you feel about your friends.
good buddies to clean out your ears. Listen very close while I pop more games, cause my name in the Hall of Fame. The K-U-R, the T-I-S, the first is best, I must confess. The B-L-O and the W, I make you wanna catch the Boogaloo crew. Now if your name is Annie, get up off your fanny. If your name is Ty, get off your backside. If your name is Steve, you don't need a seat, cause I'm Curtis Blow and I'm on the go. I'm rocking to the rhythms in stereo. Your hands in the air and raise one like you just don't care. If you're ready like Freddy to rock, we'll steady. Somebody say, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, young ladies, all the ladies in the house say, ow. And you don't stop. Come on, come on, come on. Let me see you rock. I get down. Stop messing around when Curtis Blow is in your town. I'm Curtis Blow on the microphone. I play tall, tall, up with my home. I was rocking one day. It started to shake. And so to me, I like a earthquake. I packed my bag, I said goodbye. I kissed my woman and I started to fly. I came to Earth by a meteorite to rock you all on the mic. So just kick on your shoes, let your fingers pop. The Curtis Blow is about ready to rock. Now the people in the back, if you're not the wax, say. The people in the front, if you want to bump, say. The people in the middle, if you want to wiggle, say. And the people on the side, if you want to slide, say. Not a preacher or a teacher or an electrician, a fighter or a writer or a politician, the man with the key to your ignition. Curtis Blow is competition, young ladies, shock the house, that's a young lady, shock the house. Now just throw your hands in the air and wave it like it just don't care. If y'all really ready to rock the house this morning, somebody say, oh yeah.
Curtis, when he did that, well, I'm not going to say that, you know, he didn't make great songs, and in his era was the airwaves, but to think that when he did a Christmas song that still plays to this day throughout the world, because I hear this song played in grocery stores, honestly, sometimes I'm really amazed and shocked at some of the stuff that some grocery stores are like, well, let's go ahead and play that one. It's clean. There's no cussing. So it's fun to the black people. I'm just speculating. That's how I think. Because it was a hit. You know, it was a major hit back then. So Curtis is probably getting some good royalty checks right about now. Merry Christmas, Curtis. So anyway, moving on forward. Hey, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in to the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, here on the TMGN. And keeping the music rolling, I'm going to go ahead and keep it coming. And here we go with, Snow. Thank you, Boys to Men. Tell us about it.
I'm not afraid to be. Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer. Go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny. Leave a doll for Mary. Leave something pretty for Donnie. And don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto. Tell him James Brown sent you. Go straight to the ghetto. You know that I know what you will see, 'cause that was once me. Hit it, hit it. You see mothers and so brothers. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, oh Lord, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Fill every stocking you find. They know that they need you so. I'm begging you, Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto. If anyone wanna know, tell them Hank Ballard told so. Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto. Never thought I'd realize I'd be singing a song with water in my eyes. Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto. Don't leave nothing for me. I've had my chance, you see. Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, the soul brother needs so. Santa Claus.
lots of happy little children waiting for sunrise. A stocking full of candy and a big surprise. Look at the happiness in their eyes. They're glad it's Christmas. People caroling into the night. Where the snow is falling, their sleigh bell rides tonight. We'll snuggle to a nice warm fire. I'm glad it's Christmas. But before this day gets underway, think of how much love you wish to give today. Then wonder why we can't give it all every day. There is no reason. Every season is one. People really need one another. Man, woman, boy, girl, sister, and brother, we wish to wish happy holidays. Happy holiday to you. And for this holiday season celebration, let's lift our hands to the holy nation to say thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Happy birthday to you. Happy holiday to you.
How that happened. Well, I apologize, you guys. Everything was going smooth, but you know, the devil's always working. I see a hand up, and I'm going to go ahead and open the mic, but I don't know what the hell happened right there. You know, is that a technical difficulty? I think that's Glenn. Hey, I got your mic open in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There you go. How you doing? Raise your hand.
Hey.
Hey,
this is Gwen. I was just letting you know that I'm still here listening and enjoying.
Okay. Well, thank you. I don't know what just happened right there. That was crazy.
Oh, okay.
It just jumped from one track to another, which is not really good, but that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure folks that listen to the show when it's in the archives, they'll know, oh, okay, something happened. All right. Wasn't on my end. I don't know what happened. Blog Talk Radio, to be honest, they do have issues. Anybody that uses Blog Talk knows that sometimes, and it may not be Blog Talk, it could be your equipment
this and the other. But I know I'm just sitting here listening. All of a sudden, it changed over to another song. I'm like, what the hell happened here? So I jump up and I'm looking at it. By the way, I'm operating from, well, I have a desktop. I also have two laptops. So I'm looking at the board, and for you guys to understand you, or for you to understand what we're saying, is that many individuals who have Blog Talk Radio, we look at our shows on our laptops or computers and everything. We can see your numbers. We can open up your mics, close your mics. We can see when you do the same thing, you know, and all that type of stuff. The reason why I run two laptops is because it makes it faster and easier for me to click on a song because it's simultaneous. You understand my point? So that's mm-hmm. what happened. But Gwen, what did you think about the music this evening? And, you know, what do you think about in general? And I'm glad that you called in. After today, mm-hmm. Christmas Eve, tomorrow is Christmas. If you don't mind sharing, what's your plans? You're going to be with your family, of course, and friends, I guess, family and friends. And then what happens after that? Do you prepare for a New Year's celebration, or are you done after Christmas?
Well, I mean, no. Like, I will say this to you, and I can say everybody was listening. This is a very hard month for me because – this is the month, 6 years ago that my mom passed, and we buried her December the 23rd. So yesterday made 6 years. It's a hard time for me, but you know, right. I have to know who has me, who's been keeping me even all through all these years, you know, and before my mom, why my mom was here and why she's gone, and he's even keeping me even now. But I have two aunts here that close here, and neither one of them, because it's just me and my brother, and he's older, he has his family and stuff, and mm-hmm. I mean, I have a daughter, and she does her thing, and you know, when they get older, and I have one grandbaby, she might come by. I'm over here at my dad's now, and she might come by and do stuff, but I'm going to spend time with my, with my aunt and her family. And it's just like, mm-hmm. you know, and then after that, it's like, I mean, I don't plan for the new year. I mean, I don't know, because when
I'm saying that for tomorrow, not for the new year, but for tomorrow, okay. For Christmas, you're going to be with family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be with family and just enjoy, you know, and just try to, you know, make, because like I said, in a time, and I'm saying Jesus is the reason for the season. It's not all about us. Correct. It's not all about the gifts. Like you said, you can do something with somebody all year long. And I had a friend, which I won't call on that, was telling me that just last week. He was like, Gwen, you do so much through the year. You know, you don't have to do anything for me for Christmas. You know, you do a lot for me during the year. And that's the way I feel like this. If I can help somebody along the way, then my living is not in vain. And my thing about it is, and I'm going to say this, I was in Walmart yesterday. No, what did they? Today's Saturday, Friday, yeah. And this older lady was standing there, and I was getting ready to check out, and she just started hollering, Michael Gates. She said, Jesus, no, no, no. And I was like, what is wrong? So, best thing about it is she, that was Thursday, she had lost her purse. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, where did you go? So me and the cashier, we was like in Walmart trying to, you know, help her backtrack her steps. Mm-hmm. And she was, just went to praying, like, Lord Jesus. Just, but she went back to where she was, and she went back. She said, I was trying on some shoes. And she went, and she said, I have a crossbody. I have a crossbody like yours. But the long story short is that she went and found that purse right where she laid. I said, well, none but God. You know, then I turned around yesterday and went to Belk, and I was in the buying something, under the accessories, the purses, and I just dropped my shades, which it makes stuff materialize, but I paid a pretty penny for them, and I was like, oh, my God, so they're gone. That's the second pair I lost. So my friend told me, she said, go back today and ask anybody, you know, see if they found the lost and found. So I went back. Make a long story short, this lady was sitting there. She was like, the other girl was so nonchalant yesterday. I was like, you know what, Lord, they're gone. And I said, Lord, if they're meant for me, show me where they are. So I went back to Belk today. And I went upstairs. I talked to the lady. She said, well, you know what? Nobody's turned to me. And she told me, I said, no, there's some red shades. And I said, and maybe I come forward. And And so she said, oh, my God. So I showed her a picture where I had took them. She was like, oh, my God. She said, let me call somebody. And she called the lady. You know what the lady said? I know I did. Nobody's turned them in, but I found them. And she said, I'm on my way. But when I tell you, I was like, there was nobody but God. So I was like, you know, if he don't do anything,
Well, you know what? I have to say this. I'm not trying to be rude, but, yeah, it is where they touch them, that individual, to not be a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because if you know it's not yours and you take it, you're a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
At that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's
mm-hmm.
not yours, and you're taking something that does not belong to you, and you know there's a lost and found location.
Mm-hmm.
Where if a person come up there and say, hey, look, I lost such and such, and you make a description of what you lost, then the person
mm-hmm.
with the lost and found counter will be like, okay, this fits the description, right? But if you
mm-hmm.
take something, don't take it to the lost and found counter. You are a criminal. You stole something where an individual has the right to at least claim it at the lost
mm-hmm.
and found counter. Right. So I understand exactly
mm-hmm.
what you're saying. I've seen it so
mm-hmm.
many times. I've lost stuff. Okay. I'm sure anybody that's still
mm-hmm.
listening to the show, because our time is about to run out. But no, that and I'm glad that, you know, that worked out the way it did. But, you know,
I
said just recently how individuals, why they steal, I mean, I get it to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
If you're still looking for food for your family, I get it. I don't
mm-hmm.
agree with it, but I get it. You know, your family
mm-hmm.
is hungry, or yourself. But to steal, to try to flip it over and make more money off of it, or better yet, since you got it free, you're going to make some money
mm-hmm.
off of it. I have no whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel that you should be given, you know, a pass. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? I mean, you're just a thief. Now,
mm-hmm.
some folks might say, well, Mike, you sound like a hypocrite. You let a person who's stealing food go, but a person who's stealing an item, you want to put them in jail. There's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Food you need. Items you don't. Meaning, you don't need an Apple Watch. You don't need a laptop. You know, if you don't have one, you don't need to go to a store and steal it from them. But if I see you stealing food, I will pay for it because I've done it before.
Mm-hmm.
If you're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another topic of where, you know, there are a lot of different individuals who steal. But what is their reason for stealing?
Mm-hmm.
Is it to sell it and make money off of it? You know, meaning an electronic type of product, or they're selling food because they're hungry. Now, if you're selling a 6 or 7 packs of steaks, no, I'm not going to let you go. If I was, you know, because now you're
yeah.
trying to resell that shit. But if you're selling,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, if you're stealing, you know, a pack of steaks and some chips or whatever, just some of the odd things. You hungry, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion.
Yeah.
Not saying that it's okay, but that's how I would look at it. I don't think that a person who is hungry should go to jail for trying to survive.
Mm-hmm.
It is wrong. But then that's where, you know, if you do arrest them, you got to give them some kind of option. And that's another topic again. But
yeah.
we are at the end of the show, and I thank you again so much for chiming in. As
thank
I said,
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I did not expect the co-host to chime in. We already talked about it. But I told them that, hey, look, this is what I was going to do, and I'm thankful, you know, that I did it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thankful that you chimed in. And next Saturday, you guys, make sure you tune into the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, and the TMG and the Michael Gay Network. We have another great topic. But on the 15th, wow,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be an interesting. Because we're going to talk about, really, I don't want to do it, but I ran into a friend of mine who works with women and children that deal with abuse and how they have to hide out. Different stories are just so amazing. And he said he's had a few folks that he's worked with, that he works with, that have been victims, the children and the family. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, when the children are and everything. But these are things we have to look at. 2023 is coming, but whatever happened in 2022 is always going to be part of next year. We have to look at the reality of this world, of where New Year, Christmas, and New Year's is great to celebrate, but we have not solved the problems within our country, with our states, within our cities, and, of course, within our communities, because that's where it all started. Again, Gwen, I thank you so much for being here this evening. Thank you for sharing. I'm sorry I didn't get just one artist of that you wanted. Sorry I did not get it, but I was able to pull that
one. Oh, you're fine. I enjoyed it.
I really appreciate you. Well, look, I got a couple of more songs I want to go ahead and play. And hopefully you'll hang out with me. And let's see. The war. And let me see. There's a couple more I want to get. Oh, wait a minute. You know, one thing about Blog Talk, the way they list the stuff is really crazy. I mean, it's great. But when you're looking for it, and you go to scroll down, it's like, when you're in the A's, you're in the O's before you know it. You know what I mean? You know, when you try to slow down. So let me go ahead and do this, you guys. I don't think I played this one. I don't think I did. But if I did, I apologize. But let's go ahead and do this one here. Here's the Temptations.
You know, there's... You know, there's that shit. And dancing and prancing and vixen, Carmen and Cupid and Donna and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous?
Hey, this is St. James, and you're tuning in to TMGN, the Michael Gay Network, home of the Michael Gay Show, and Let's Talk About It, with your host, Cotton Campbell. So keep it locked here for more great conversation on the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network. Let's get it, baby.
Thank you, St. James. I appreciate that. Hey, you guys, from the bottom of my heart, wishing you a very Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, every holiday that you could think of, Kwanzaa, you know, just enjoy yourselves. Just enjoy what you love and believe in. And, you know, this should be something or feeling that I think we should have 365 days a year. Again, I want to thank Gwen. Gwen, are you still there?
I see you here.
Yeah, I think she's in. Okay. Gwen, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Thank you for supporting the network. And you guys, Gwen, if you have something to say to anybody right now, go ahead and share it.
I would just like to say Merry Christmas. I pray peace and happiness and all blessings to your family on this Christmas Eve and on Christmas Day. Also, always remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. And just be blessed.
Amen.
And stay safe.
All right. You guys heard it. Hey, you know what? This is something I don't always do, but I really felt like I needed to do on this 2020 year, because 2020 is not going to come back. But in 2023, we're going to be here. TMGS is forever. Again, thank you guys. Please be safe out there. Don't do something stupid. Think before you react. You know, think before you react. And be safe. Much love to you from myself and the rest of the TMGS family. Of course, I told them, hey, take the night off. I'm going to do this. And a couple of them did pop in on the show and listen, right? A couple of them did. And I was like, well, that's cool. They did listen in. Because I felt like no way we're going to have quiet time on the network. So with that being said, wow, you know what? I got a bunch of songs here I could play to close out, but I'm not going to do all those songs. I'll wait till next time. We'll have another show. We're going to give tribute to some great, amazing artists. Hey, you guys, God bless. Talk to you next Saturday. Merry Christmas from you, from me to yours truly, and the rest of your family. God bless. This is the TMJS. We out. Peace.